wear them.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I'm here with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. And over the break, Mayor, you said you wanted to touch more base on the dumpster issue.
Yes. You know, it's not the biggest issue in the world, but several times I have gone around a corner and come face to face with a dark painted dumpster with no reflective markings on it. And I just wanted to relate that because that's the kind of thing we're concerned about. Being able to give a driver or people a warning and not just have an obstacle there that causes a problem. We have enough obstacles in our lives. And the other issue is about it is sometimes the dumpsters come, and I don't know that this particular evening we'll be talking about it, but sometimes dumpsters arrive and stay for months. And I would like the traveling public, like on a street like Fremont, to not be the ones that are inconvenienced. I think we have to accommodate that public and traffic better.
I think your headphones, or you might just try it without the headphones here for a little bit.
Okay.
Gets close to that mic. We get a little feedback from time to time. Another thing, Ron, that I wanted to ask you about, if I find my notes here real quick. Oh, yeah, the sinkhole. We haven't addressed the sinkhole yet. Not something that you see too often, but a very reasonable explanation for why we had that sinkhole.
We do. We had a water main break on Pierre Street, just to the west of 4th Street. So between 4th and 5th on Pierre, fairly large water main that broke there. I think the water main has been repaired, but I think there was some folks that were out of service there for a while. Obviously, kudos to the crews that have been working on those water repairs. Unfortunately, we get quite a few breaks this time of year with frost layers and that sort of thing, and that one's going to take a while to get recompacted and filled back up because it's a pretty big hole that was gouged out from that main before we could get that water shut off.
And, of course, that ground's probably pretty hard and frozen anyway and hard to deal with.
So there'll be some temporary measures there. I don't have a timeline on when we anticipate those, but the good news, I guess, temperatures will be back up mid to latter part of the week, which will help us quite a bit.
So when a water main like that breaks, I guess you'd assume that it would just freeze all of a sudden, but I guess you got the water.
There's a lot of pressure there, right. So it doesn't freeze too bad, but it's certainly a mess to get repaired and get that stabilized before we can effectually do repairs there. So I'm guessing there'll probably be a temporary repair to the roadway, and then we'll have to follow it up in the spring.
Brady Bowman here with City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Another thing I wanted to ask you both about was the former Willie's car wash location. That some work went down to demolishing that Willie's car wash location near Aggieville. Haven't seen a lot of action with it since. What's kind of the status on that lot?
So there was the owner of the property had proposed to build some small one-story frontage type office retail type buildings at that location. Actually has a building permit to do so, and then wanted to potentially, you know, there was a proposal for a hotel property at that location in conjunction with the city's lot, and at the time the commission wasn't real interested in that proposal. Since then, the same developer has come back with an alternate proposal, a little bit different type of mixture, still proposing a large hotel on that particular corner along with a parking garage, and that item will be on future agenda. The commission did have a work session on it, wanted to certainly hear more about it, and so we do anticipate a future agenda item that involves a potential sale of the city's parking structure, or excuse me, the parking lot there next to the Starbucks restaurant and in between that property. And so that's some consideration that'll be moving forward. So for right now, specifically, they've put their proposal to build just the one-story office strip-type development on hold to consider this alternative hotel proposal and parking structure proposal.
And what's kind of the timeline on when you might figure some of that out?
So it'll be coming pretty soon if the commission would have, there'll be a real estate agreement associated with the parking lot that the city owns, as well as a rezoning, planned unit development proposal for the hotel.
All right. And then, of course, there's a lot of construction across the street right there with the...
There is. Apartment complex moving along pretty well. Obviously, it's good to be out of the ground and being able to work on stuff. Days like today make it particularly difficult, but all in all, a lot of construction projects have slowed down. Juliet, the snow and the cold weather bring that information down here on Allen. Again, utility-type work and street work, got to have those temperatures back up, and it sounds like we'll get some relief towards mid to the latter part of the week.
Let's go ahead and take our second break of the hour, and we'll come back and talk more with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Peer right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and you're